Is anyone else here that wishes to speak to the board during public comment period, which would be any item not on the agenda? If you do, I'll go ahead and let you speak now, then you can leave and not have to hang around all day. So hold on 1 second. Okay, Mrs. Taylor, anyone else? All right, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your indulgence and timing on this. My name is Jeff Edwards. I'm a 30-year resident of Los Osos. And the first thing I'd like to do is, while State Board Member Spivey Weber is here, I'd like to, on behalf of the entire community of Los Osos, I'd like to express our thanks for her advocacy at the State Board meeting of December 5th concerning our state revolving loan fund, or fund loan. I know she made a motion for 1% on what's now a $69 million loan, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, the majority of the board chose 2% as the rate. But as I understand it, we may have an opportunity later this year, depending on progress with the project, to come and have that rate revisited. So again, I'd like to extend our appreciation for her efforts there, and perhaps we'll be able to make a little more progress later this year. Primarily, the reason I'm here, Mr. Chairman and board members, is to talk about the recycled water management plan and our efforts in trying to balance our groundwater basin. Unfortunately, there's a perception out there in the public that we're making progress in this regard, and unfortunately, nothing could be further from the truth. A January 7th TRIB headline, Los Osos making progress on water, and again, it's simply not supported by the facts. There is a recycled water management plan that's been released. It was released in November of last year, about 100 pages. Unfortunately, the best way to characterize this is form over substance. This was presented to the Coastal Commission. I'm not sure if your staff has had a chance to really dig into it, but it's woefully inadequate. And as you know, the backdrop that we're facing in Los Osos with regard to our lower groundwater basin, the Paso Robles Formation, is seawater intrusion, advancing seawater intrusion. And the programs called for in this recycled water management plan will do little, if anything, to mitigate that situation. And the notion that this plan and the companion basin management plan that the ISJ is preparing, the notion that these are going to help us balance the basin is simply not supported by the facts. I won't go into a lot of detail on the deficiencies. I would like to. Perhaps if the chair would allow me additional time, I'd like that opportunity to give you some examples of the deficiencies. But I'll say the urban reuse program is woefully inadequate. Millions of dollars to lose a little bit of water. We need to really optimize the returns from our treated our wastewater treatment facility.
Mr. Edwards, what I'd like to do is to have this come back at some point when maybe the ISJ report is out and staff has had an opportunity.
Unfortunately, a very good idea. That would be an excellent opportunity. Unfortunately, the basin management plan that the ISJ is preparing, I'm not sure when that's coming out. It may be held back. I think to focus on the recycled water management plan would be a good start, and then to follow up with that.
Okay.
Because it's not going to be here anytime soon, in my view.
All right. But sure, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards, for coming forward and updating us on this. And you may be aware, I know you generally attend the meetings and help to bring the latest developments forward, but we have had a number of opportunities with folks from Los Osos coming to the board and keeping us kind of keeping our attention on the fact that the ISJ process has been going on for a very long time with no outcome, no access for the public. There's no transparency in that process. So, standing by and waiting and no conservation plan in place, the supervisors have refused their own planning commission gave them a recommendation that they should implement even a simple conservation plan and the supervisors have not taken up that issue. So, you know, I realize it's up to those of you in the community that are trying to bring even simple steps forward. So we appreciate, you know, the information you have. And I would like to ask the chair to and to direct staff to I know we have done some follow-up. I know we have written a letter. I don't know what the status of the letter is at this point. Maybe we can hear about that. We did have a letter in place that was going to the ISJ group asking them to give us an update or at least inform us in some way what the schedule looks like and how it's going to integrate with the management plan and the wastewater treatment situation. So can somebody from staff let us know?
Sure, staff can let us know. And, you know, we tried to get permission to intervene in the ISJ case, and it looks like there just isn't the resources to allow this regional board to get more directly involved in that. So it just curtails and limits our ability to exert any leverage in that effort. But I want to ask Mr. Briggs where we're at least in terms of our effort in engaging the ISJ committee. And
actually, I'm gonna ask Harvey to who is turning to Dave LeCaro, who is turning to Sheila.
Good morning, members of the board. Chair Young. So the question here is, what have we done?
Well, where are we at?
Where are we?
If you don't really know, don't feel that you've got to be put on the spot.
Well, the more recent information that we've gotten, and of course, information is limited as it's coming our way. Certainly, we're trying to find opportunities to kind of involve ourselves in the process, try to engage the ISJ group and get more information. But more recent information is that they are planning on releasing two components of the BMP, at least draft publicly, later this month. So fingers crossed that comes out and we can actually get a chance to review those two components. The two components, I believe, are, and I'm having to kind of recollect the conversation I had with Mr. Miller, but the two components are the definition of the problem, the discussion of what's going on, characteristics of the groundwater basin, and then the second component, of course, is the plan to implement what actions are going to be needed in order to come to balance, essentially. The third component isn't done yet. I guess they're still in the works. But the third component is a legal component, coming up with recommendations for ordinances for the county to adopt. So we're hoping that later this month we're going to see some sort of a draft BMP, or I should say, what are they calling it now? The Los Osos Basin Plan. Not to be confused with our own basin plan. So,
we sent a letter to somebody, right, Roger? We didn't.
That's what I'm. No, we had talked. We had talked about what we called the intervention light letter, right. because as you said,
right.
We didn't have permission for full intervention.
Okay.
And we decided that based on this.
Pending
plan, we'd wait and see what it looked like.
Okay. You know, this has been going on a long time, and it looks like there hasn't been any effort to implement even simple BMPs that can be done, I think, sooner than later without this full-blown discussion and development of a plan. So,
If I could add, I mean, the basin has been characterized by very competent groups in the past 5 years several times. There is no question about what's going on in that basin. So from my perspective, anything we can do, and I'm sorry to hear that the letter wasn't sent, because I think the signal that we want to send is that, A, we are aware that this process is taking time at a point when everyone in the community is aware that action needs to occur immediately. And so what I'm hearing from David is that there is, you know, this ongoing study, ongoing analysis, ongoing decision-making that looks like it could take another year, maybe two, while the seawater intrusion is advancing at a more rapid rate. That's been established in a report that was released mid-year last year, I believe. So I apologize. It's hard to lean and talk and look at everybody. I normally try to look at folks when I'm talking to you. But I don't know if we can revisit the letter, because I would like to send something to say that we are aware of the severity of the problem, that we are asking them to take action, urge the supervisors to implement a conservation plan immediately, and that these are the kinds of situations that require perhaps a different strategy than business as usual, which is, you know, the ISJ has to take their time. That's a very complicated process that they're engaged in. There are four or five water districts in a very, very small area. So, you know, I can imagine how complicated that is. But I'm hoping we can revisit the letter and get that sent immediately and say there are things that have to be done. And if the ISJ is going to in any way prevent, you know, some of the steps that can be taken now, if everybody's just standing by and waiting, including the supervisors, that's not acceptable. And I think we need to say that.
Mr. Chair, can't we send a push letter, a strong push letter?
Sure. Should it go to the county? I mean, are they the ones that...
everybody's involved.
I think the county does. They don't have a standing in the ISJ, but they are involved in the ISJ. So,
but are we trying to ask them to adopt some ordinances with respect to
water savings? Yes, I think that's probably where it needs to go.
Mr. Chair.
Dr. Wolf.
Yeah, I was going to briefly supplement, you know, an observation that the Coastal San Luis RCD had been requested by the county to assist an outreach with agriculturists for beneficial use of the water recycling. And it has been very short on specifics. So there is a great hesitance among agriculturists in that area to commit to anything, because there is no quantity being presented, price point, it's pretty vague. So no one wants to come to the plate and say, okay, I'll sign up. So I think this further confirmed that there is not enough you know, specificity being put forth right now, and that's why this you know, water recycling issue is still on a limbo.
Okay. So, Mr. Briggs, what do you recommend?
So, Dave was just talking about the next 2 weeks being kind of critical in terms of the Los Osos Basin Plan. So we can certainly take that time to take a look at the intervention letter idea, as well as see what would be appropriate to put into a letter to the county as well, with copies to all.
I think Mr. Edwards has one last comment. If you could briefly.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In response, or to tag on to Board Member Wolf's comment, that's exactly an example. What the county has done with regard to ag reuse is the agriculturalists that have wells that are competing with our community wells, they aren't participating. The county has coerced some dry land farmers into taking water, which has no seawater intrusion mitigation. But they're going to go forward. They are going forward with this plan to deliver water to properties that don't have water. Again, no seawater intrusion mitigation, but they're going forward with it. This is a plan they're going to, they think this satisfies the requirements, and it does not. And another example quickly is conservation. We'll be lucky to have 50 cents on the dollar of their $5 million budget go into on-the-ground retrofit of plumbing fixtures. So again, it's this form over substance theme that runs through the entire matter. And we're talking, again, about substantial amounts of water on an annual basis.
Okay. Thank you very much. I think, Mr. Briggs, perhaps when the letter gets drafted, Dr. Hunter and I could take a look at it before it goes out.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Ms. Tacker.
Good morning. I am Julie Tacker. I also am from Los Osos. I'm a 41-year resident. I would like to see your board ask the county come in for an update. You've got new board members. The project is making some progress or appearance of progress. When Mr. Edwards held the recycled water management plan up to show you, I was watching Mr. Licaro's face. He's never seen that document. You regulate the home for the treated wastewater. Where it ends up is in your hands. So you need to know which farmers, which leach field, which lawns, turf areas. That's something that's a concern of mine. I asked the Coastal Commission. I've asked the county. I'm asking the school district, and I brought a copy of my letter to the school district. We have a small child who will be playing on the turf areas that will be irrigated with treated wastewater. We live in a foggy marine climate. We do not have the benefit of evaporation. What happens to that treated wastewater, the constituents that are in there when it gets there, will change throughout the day. And our developing children will be playing on that grass. I want some assurance that this will not have health effects for the children of Los Osos. So I implore you to, this is not just the ISJ that we're talking about. This is the treatment process. This is the recycled management plan. There are many, many components to the entire picture. And seawater intrusion, of course, is overarching. But when you use your hammer, and I'd like to take a hammer somewhere myself, because I've been at this a very long time. This is my community I dearly love. And I've watched this degradation of our basin and our community. The people are torn apart. But what... when you use your hammer on the county, it reflects back on us. We pay fines. We pay the stress. And that's terribly unfair. This needs to be reflected on the politician that sits here and assures you that they're making progress. That's Mr. Gibson. He misrepresents to you and to our community. I won't go on. I'm obviously frustrated. I feel the collective blood pressure rising in the room. And I just want you to know I want this over as much as anybody else. But the matters are serious, and there are many of them. So just the ISJ is not what you're waiting for. It's every detail of the project. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mrs. Taylor.
Good morning. My name is Gwen Taylor. I'm a resident of Los Osos. I have been attending these meetings for over 40 years, and I continue to see new faces. With that having been said, I would like to implement a little bit of background to those new faces here today. For the last 40 years, the county has treated Los Osos as an unwanted stepchild. When federal funds were available in the early 70s for a sewer project, the county abrogated the responsibility in applying for those funds. When engineering firms hired by the county reported that seawater was intruding into the water basin, the county addressed the problem by assigning and building more permits, building permits. The county continued issuing permits after the water board cautioned them regarding potential nitrates in the drinking water of the community. The survey in 1993 taken for the implementation of an on-site septic tank maintenance district under a moratorium and a memorandum of understanding between the Water Board and the county was never implemented, as well as the county being prohibited from issuing any permits for new on-site sewage disposal systems within the prohibition area in 1988. When a new septic tank and a leach pit are installed on property within the last year adjacent to the Morro Bay, it puts into question the county's integrity as to that of this board and staff in supposedly approving a project where you use leach pits adjacent to Morro Bay. That's questionable. There must be a moratorium issued by the Regional Water Quality Control Board. It must encompass the entire water basin of Los Osos, not just the prohibition zone, until subsidence of the salt water from the basin has been proven and adjudicated. This board and staff must not collaborate with the county to make Los Osos the stepchild of the county any longer, for whatever the reason might be, political, financial, or whatever. We need help. We have needed help, and we have not gotten that help. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mrs. Taylor. Mr. Briggs, when would the Los Osos wastewater treatment plant come back for some kind of status report? And would it be scheduled at any point in the future for an update?
Well, we've been working with the county on the monitoring reporting program most recently.
Okay.
So, I mean, that would be one thing to bring back in terms of status on that.
Can you look towards maybe scheduling a status report in the future when it's appropriate?
Right.
When something has happened, so there's, you know, the right opportunity. Yes, Dr. Hunter.
So if you're looking at monitoring reporting, there must be they must be further along in the actual design of wastewater system, which included the injection, or I'm not sure what exactly the design is for recharge of the groundwater, which I know it's not being called recharge of the groundwater, but we haven't seen that. The last time they came before us, they were very vague in where they were in their progress. So I haven't heard any update as to how they're going to deal with the wastewater system as a whole. What's the design? Where's the water going? At one point, it was going to be exported out of the basin. We've just heard that there's a recycling plan that's part of it. And so it would be nice to hear an update that included more than just the monitoring and reporting plan.
Yeah, we can provide a update on the status of the design, the status of the conservation plans, all the items that we talked about, as well as the monitoring.
And could we ask Supervisor Gibson to attend?
Sure.
So we could at least check in with him and get some feedback, give and take. I know he loves those opportunities to appear. Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Shimmick, I'm going to put your card aside because you're going to be here, right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and you'll get your 3 minutes to address the EO report item.
Well,
I think it's been pulled from the EO report, and that's why I put it now. So I don't care. I will be here and can speak whenever you want.
Well,
can I just point out that we had a mess up. It was the Gallo portion was supposed to be in the EO report, and I think we picked up the wrong file, and so it's not in the EO report.
Right. So I had some comments to make about Gallo, independent of the EO report, but I knew it was on the agenda, so I'd like to make those comments.
Sure. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine. We realized that it was omitted inadvertently, and we're going to be bringing it back. But certainly, if you want to mention something now, that'd be fine. I mean, not now, but later.
I want to get to the other things that we have action items on the agenda.
Okay.
And so, knowing you're going to be here,
yes,
you'll get your 3 minutes some time today.
Okay?
All right. Okay, Mr. Briggs, so can we move the enforcement report to later? All right. I'd like to shuffle this a little bit.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It's not an action item. And how about, can we get...
Make sure we don't have any cards for it.
I didn't see any for item 16. Okay. Is there any member of the public that's here right now that wants to talk to us about the enforcement report, item 16?
Okay.
Okay. You think we can jump to 18?
17.
You want to do 17?
Let's see, do we have folks here for 17? Yeah, we do have folks here for 17.
Okay, so let's do...